Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horrorcane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
And we welcome you to our program. We come to you every day, Monday through Friday. That's weekdays only. And that's noon in Hawaii, where we are, 3 p.m. on Pacific time. And on the East Coast, it's 6 p.m. right now.
Good evening to you folks on the East Coast. Thanks for joining us. We thank our sponsors for this program, L&M Network, Michael Vara, great organizations, support it all you can.
We go to nightinthemidlands.com, and there's actually a link where you can donate to support this network, and we appreciate if you do, because it keeps the network going, and it gets you all the great information that you get where you don't hear it anywhere else.
And partner with us and partner with Michael Vara on this network. The best way to do that is through healthyworldaffiliates.com/forward4948. So healthyworldaffiliates.com/forward4948 gets you actually a $10,000 value website for free. We set you up as a partner of ours in distributing some of the world's best natural healing products, equipment, educational books and DVDs and videos. We also have on healthyworldstore.com that complement all of the materials that we're sharing with you on this program and elsewhere. If you don't know my background, I'm the author of 17 books. I've been one of the world's leading pharmaceutical industry whistleblowers. Sherry's background, she's a Fox News defector from Los Angeles, trained there in Fox News to research and then write as an investigative journalist for the anchors in Fox News LA. And so we've been working together since 2009, bringing you a variety of YouTube videos. We did together a documentary film called Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. You can go to pharmawhores.com and get information about that. And there's a lot that we've done out there already. The most, I guess, well-known books that I've done, one is called Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. It reprints on page 425 through 427. The United States government contracts under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab called Litton Bionetics. Litton Industries is the major military weapons contractor. That's the medical subsidiary. So I became very well known for publishing that very controversial book. And then Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, that lays out what it is that you need to know and do to protect your body, your sovereign spirit-filled temple against the current and coming plagues, reversing everything from cancers to autoimmune diseases, how to do that simply and naturally. And that's in the Healing Celebrations book, and you can also go to healingcelebrations.com. That website, I think, is still up. We've been hacked quite a bit for the work that we're doing, but that's a great book, and it recommends in it the five steps that I typically recommend for reversing diseases and preventing diseases and really keeping you optimally fit. And then I guess the most recent book, I've got a couple other bestsellers, but the most powerful book is the book of 528. Prosperity Key of Love.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that actually is a collaboration of a lot of your work. It's just that you collated your years of work and research. And if they just have to read one of your books, that would be the book to read. That's your latest book, which also not only brings you a summary of your work, but also brings you the good news and really how it can save the planet through 528 hertz frequency. It's just amazing, amazing.
Yeah, the compilation focuses on this love frequency. And people ask me all the time, well, how are you sure? How can you be sure that 528 hertz frequency and 528 nanometers of light is pure tone love or pure color love? Well, the massive amount of science and even scriptural evidence for that is in the book of 528. The simplest way to look at it is the saying, as above, so below. What's true for the macrocosm is true for the microscopic realm of your DNA. And so when you begin to understand that everything in the universe is musically, mathematically administered, and that if you look at a rainbow, which is the sunlight coming through water in the sky, you see the heart of that rainbow is greenish yellow, which is the chlorophyll pigment in the botanical world that gives us the oxygen that we breathe, that carries the electron that is resonating and vibrating in that frequency, primarily, fundamentally, at its heart. So as above, so below, if it's true for the heart of the rainbow, and it's true for the heart of the sun, then it's true for your heart, and it's true for God's heart. And so that's what it is. It's a clear channel broadcast between God's heart and your heart that we're actually breathing and sustains us in this thing called oxygen, which is part of water. And again, you go back to the scripture of Genesis 1:1, the water was there before you even had the Holy Spirit mentioned in the Bible. You had the water. So your body is 80% God, literally. You're part of the triune God. Before there was the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in history, there was the triune God that Jesus preached and talked about and studied, and that was the Creator, the water, and then the Holy Spirit. Now you get into Genesis 1:2, where the Holy Spirit of the Creator hovered over the face of the water, divided the water from the water to create and inspire through the words, "Let there be light," the sun. And again, I just mentioned, the heart of the sun is 528. It's pure own love. And so that's, you know, just a little glimpse at about 500 and some pages of proof that 528 hertz frequency of sound and 528 nanometers of light, which match uniquely as the sound and light spectrums, very uniquely they match and pair up at the heart. And that is consistent with everything we know from the world of mathematics and physics and sacred geometrics, the understanding of how Creator administers creation through what the Bible says is the spoken word. But what is word but sound? What is sound but electromagnetic frequencies? What is that? Simply mathematics. Mathematics. So the administrative technology for creation is musical math. And if you now have that information and how simple it is to understand now why it is that wheatgrass juice cure cancer and cure cancer patients, why it is that when animals get sick, they go and eat grass. There's something in that grass that produces healing, natural healing. What is it? Fundamentally, besides the enzymes and the minerals, it is this magnificent love frequency. By the way, if you hear just heard a whistle, that's my buddy. He's Pirate the Parrot, you know, and he's got one eye. He's like a little pirate, and he flew in our door a couple months back now and landed on my head. I kid you not. I'm not telling you the story. This is that's the truth, isn't it?
It is. It's the truth.
So he hangs out with us in the studio, and, you know, we just love him. He just asks me all the time to scratch his neck. So that's what I'm actually doing right now while I'm broadcasting. I'm playing with Pirate the Parrot.
Yeah, he's a really, really cute. He's a sweet bird, and he loves affection. A lot of people aren't aware that birds like to be pet and really, I mean, just like any other,
this
you know,
one sure does.
Any other living, breathing being like cats and dogs, birds are very similar. They like to be pet as well. So it's very cool to actually be able to communicate with him on this level.
Yeah. I think he was humbled by the fact that he lost his eye, don't you think?
I don't know.
I mean, he's really very sweet, and he's just kind of like he just asked me to come. And he doesn't let everybody. I know he lets you pet him, too.
Yeah. He doesn't like everyone to pet him. He's moody.
If you
get him in the certain days, he could snap.
Yeah, like last night I came to feed him, and he was a little angry with me because I don't know
Because you left him all day, I think.
No, I didn't leave him all day. I left him for a couple hours a night. I mean, how bad is that?
He just wants to be in your presence all
day. I think he was a little afraid of Elohi the cat was about 3 feet away outside the door. You know, there's a screen door between his cage and where our cat hangs out. And it's like, you know, I think maybe that's a little freaky for him. What do you think?
Yeah, he knows. He's a little fear of those animals. And also the dogs, too. We bring our dogs to see him, and he gets a little, you know, he wants to check them out, but he's a little freaked by them. But anyway, our call-in line is open. If anybody out there wants to call, the number to call is 347-989-1012. And we welcome all new callers to the line. So let's talk about more. Like, I know there's people out there that aren't sure about how they can get healthy. And I think it's really, really important for them to know that I think it starts with the water that they're drinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, 80% of your body is water. And actually, one of the ways in which we're shattering the medical paradigm, and for those of you who are just new to the Horocaine Hour and new to what we do, we've been heavily attacked, Sherry and I have, by what's called COINTELPRO because of the awesome revelations and the amazing revelations that are literally expanding natural healing. And that is contrary to what the drug industry wants to have happen. So when you talk about natural healing, you begin to realize that, as I mentioned, 80% of your body is water. And if you put in your body the right types of water, now what I recommend, 80% of the water that you drink should be mineralized. It should be ideally spring water. Fresh spring water actually has minerals in it, and it's actually structured as it comes through the earth. It spins, and because the earth is made of lava rock, and all that lava rock is the source of all the minerals on the planet, now you've got little geomagnetism. You've got all sorts of things happening whereby the spinning water gets an energy impregnated into it. It gets infused into it. Don't forget, water is kind of like a silicon chip in a way. It's a liquid crystal. And liquid crystals are superconductors of sound and light. And so when that water comes up through fresh springs and it brings with it minerals and it's magnetized with the electromechanics and the geophysics that's happening as it moves through the ground, that is really enlivening. And it's enlivening because it's what's called structured water. Largely, it has a six-sided hexagonal ring shape. If you freeze it, flash freeze it, what's called cryogenic freezing of the water, you'll see that it's very uniquely shaped like a snowflake. And again, the question, this goes back to the initial question that I asked, people want to know all the time, you know, how do you know 528 love is, you know, one and the same? Because again, why is a snowflake six-sided? Why isn't it seven-sided? Why is it that the organic chemistry ring is six-sided? It's not seven-sided. And so carbon six, that's six. If you add 5 + 2 + 8, you get 15, and then you add 1 + 5, that's six. And it's called Miracle Six. In fact, it's the third note of the original musical scale, Do, Re, Mi, Mira, Gestorum in Latin. Miracles in English is the name of the third note. Well, love is the universal healer. It is the miracle worker. And it does that particularly in your water-filled body, which transmits like a liquid crystal that frequency of energy that fundamentally we have restored every time we breathe. Because every time we breathe, as I mentioned, you're bringing in that ha, that prana, that Holy Spirit power of divine love from the Creator's heart through the sunshine, through the water, through the plants, through the your lungs, into the blood carried by hemoglobin, which is structurally identical to chlorophyll. Now, that's another amazing reality. You know, you begin to see how simple this knowledge is. Once you start to grasp it, you know, you got to study it a little bit, but once you start to get your head around it, man, it is so awesome because it's life-changing. Everywhere you look, you can see the magnificence of God and the administration through musical mathematics and sacred geometry of everything that you're looking at, including yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I think that book, Healing Celebrations, is a really good book to read. It really gives people a lot of information on how to get healthy, and it's available at healthyworldstore.com. Actually, I think it's also available at healthyworldaffiliates.com. If you go to healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948, the book is available on there, and it's an amazing book to read. It will give you a lot of insight on how to get healthy and how to stay healthy. And just simple things like putting lemon in your water to alkalize it is just incredible knowledge that maybe you don't have, maybe your friends don't have. And because most people don't realize, you know, that they're drinking water that's non-alkalized and that our body needs that in order to stay healthy.
Yes, and that's, again, part of the paradigm-shattering revelations involves what Sherry just mentioned, the water chemistry. Okay, so I mentioned that the best water, 80% of the water that you drink should be fresh, mineralized, and energized water. Then 20% should be structured. We have a product called 528 Rejuvenate. It's on healthyworldstore.com, and that is a wonderful way to produce what's called structured water. Babies, actually infants, and when particularly breastfed babies, receive from not only the mother's umbilical cord, but also through the breast milk, this structuring of the water, which is, and when you flash freeze it, it's like the snowflakes. It's mostly six-sided. And that structure increases the energy transmissibility. That means that your DNA is literally electrified. It is electrogenetics that operates the physical mechanics of a cell. The physiology and metabolism are fundamentally based upon the way that the DNA is sending sound and light signals, maintaining everything from the surface membranes of the cells and their viability to the entire organism. So the energetics, particularly the water chemistry, because if you don't have alkalinity, then you don't have the right medium by which you can flow electrons. And you can think of that very simply from the water chemistry equation, H plus plus OH minus yields H2O. Think of it again, H plus, what does that mean? H plus means that it's lost an electron. Where is that electron? It went to the oxygen. The oxygen in the OH, negative, that negative indicates it's an electron. So now you have this, was that the parrot going out the door? Now you've got this electron that is carried by the oxygen, the ha, the prana, the breath of life, but its source is originally from the hydrogen. Now the sun is about 100% hydrogen. It's 98% hydrogen and 2% helium, which is two hydrogen atoms stuck together. And so the sun is actually a donor of electron energy from hydrogen that then from the water literally is carried by the oxygen in the water in your body. And that chemistry, just like a battery, allows for the interchange of electrical and chemical movements in the body that optimizes your health. So if you're a cancer patient, or if you're suffering from infectious diseases, or if you're suffering from neurological conditions or autoimmune diseases, what you should know, the take-home message, is you want to alkalinize, because that means that you have more energy in your body. There's more OH negatives. The negatives carry that extra electron, and the electron is the source of all energy throughout the entire universe. So again, honoring your Holy Spirit-filled temple as an 80% water vessel, that's 80% of your body is God, literally part of the triune God, and that energy conductivity moves the electrons and manifests miraculously. You're actually physical reality, your well-being, your actual physical appearance. You know, I've often said also on this program and earlier programs where you don't see anything but electrons in our physical world. When you look in a mirror, all you see is electrons. It's shaping you instant to instant. It's micro instant, nano instant to instant. It's being remanifested by the movement of electrons. And in fact, the electron is one of the smallest atomic particles. It's far smaller than protons and neutrons. You don't see the larger particles. What you see is the mass electron cloud, and that is the physical reality that we witness when we look out at the world or we look at ourselves in a mirror. So if you recognize that, electrons is where it's at. You want to know the chemistry, the electrochemistry, the electron chemistry. And the most important thing you need to know is if you vibrate those electrons with love, 528, it enhances the Holy Spirit power of protection and rejuvenation. And it's a miraculous manifestation. We're not talking about simple chemistry here. We're talking about that which rules chemistry, the physics, the biophysics underlying the chemical reactions. It's much like, as you've heard in the Bible, it said, it is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. It is spiritual warfare and principalities in the spiritual realm. Well, the spiritual realm, you're dealing with metaphysics, and that means energy physics. Ultimately, spirituality is energy. And that energy is all carried the same way, through electrons. Now you can begin to understand we're shattering paradigms. We're not just shifting paradigms here on the Hurricane Hour. We're shattering the paradigms. They don't work. They don't hold up. They're inconsistent. They're actually dumb and stupid. When you realize that you're literally a physical manifestation that's an apparition, virtually, you're an electron cloud. You're a spiritual being that's manifesting through the electron appearance that gives us a semblance of what physical reality is. But in their expression, but fundamental to it all physical reality is what's happening at the level of the electron. And most importantly, is it in love?
So I know there's a lot of people out there that have illnesses or diseases such as cancer. What do you recommend for not only people that have it, but for the prevention of cancer?
Well, the first thing, as I mentioned, you mentioned it too, the 5 steps healing celebrations protocol is, number one, detox your body. Number two is, we've just been talking about, alkalinization. Both detox as well as alkalinization is vitally dependent on water. So you want to pull the chemical toxins out of your body or the heavy metal poisons. You use what's called Zeolite, or Zeolove is the new product, Zeolove, on healthyworldstore.com and the healthyworldaffiliates.com/forward4948. Go there and sign up, and then you'll get it at a discount. You'll be a partner with us and the L&M network, and you'll be able to, again, turn people on and make some money. Everybody can use a little bit of cash in their pockets to pay the bills. It's very challenging times for a lot of people. And in fact, they're talking today on the news. This just came across the news wire that they're, if they don't do something urgently in Congress, they're going to be raising taxes about $3,000 to $4,000 per family across the United States. And it's the biggest tax increase in America's history is currently on tap. Well, everybody needs to have some sustainability. Number one is faith in Creator, which prospers us in all ways. That's our philosophy, our theology, and that is also our experience. And so we're trying to advance, and we're actually advancing, a way in which we can all collaborate instead of compete in a very fair organization that essentially gives you a referral potential, that you can refer people to healthy products and services, and you can be sustained financially for those referrals. So that's what the Healthy World Affiliates program is. And so step one and two in the Healthy World Affiliates protocol is you detox and alkalinize. And you do that with water and some simple natural remedies. For example, the Zeolove, that product. And then you have bentonite clay. Clay is wonderful as a way in which to pull toxins out of the body. So you can't get rid of cancer if your body's all polluted and you're depleted of energy. And so if you've got the lifestyle risks that cause cancer, and this actually goes into, let me just diverge for a second here. The first thing I have to know as a doctor, I have to know, does the patient want to heal themselves? do the patients want to live? So cancer patients particularly, you got to really find out, you know, what's the story? Because if they're not really interested in staying alive, then you haven't got somebody who's going to take care of themselves. You've got somebody that's undoing themselves, and you basically, you know, why waste your time and money? So the reality is, the first question is, how bad do you want to stay alive? And do you have something purposeful in your life to do, such as serve another human being or a family member in a meaningful way that gives you the motivation to stay alive and then to change your lifestyle risks? So cancer primarily is caused by two things. It's caused by what we've already talked about, a diminishing amount of the electrons and a diminishing amount of oxygen that carries the electrons. So you have hypoxia, that's low oxygen in the tissues, and you have then next to that you have this condition where you have hyperacidity. So what is it in your lifestyle that is causing acidification of your body chemistry? Well, there's seven main factors. Number one, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, refined carbohydrates, stress, pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meat. So you have caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol. I missed that one. Caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meats. Those are your top seven lifestyle risks. And each of those operate the same way that I'm telling you is paradigm shattering if you simply understand the chemistry of water. H plus plus OH minus equals H2O. What's happening in acidified body chemistries is you, again, lack your electrons, so you have diminishing energy and you have low oxygen. Now, oxygenation is step number four in the healing celebrations protocol. Step one, I told you, is detox. Step two is alkalize and remineralize, because you've got to have vibrating electrons on the minerals to make everything else work, because 20% of your body is made of lava rock. 80% is made of water. Water and lava rock together makes you. And the lava rock contains all of the minerals on the periodic table. And all of those minerals differ primarily because of the number of electrons they have in their outer shells of the atoms that are vibrating uniquely to the frequency of that particular element. And now you begin to understand love, the universal healer, is infused in the harmonics of all the elements of nature. And now you begin to understand that you can now take the next step is boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically. That's step three. So after you've detoxed, and there's also the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser, a simple way to detox is cayenne pepper spiked lemonade. Very inexpensive, very powerful, and very powerfully alkalinizing, because cayenne pepper is like Roto-Rooter for the cardiovascular system. You got cholesterol plaques in your blood vessels, pull it out with cayenne pepper naturally. And it's also the most alkalinizing nutrient you can, or spice that you can add to your food and to your Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser formula. Cayenne pepper spiked lemonade alkalinizes your body and detoxifies your body. And so now after step two, alkalization, you move on to boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically. So physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, and above all, spiritually. These are the lifestyle factors and the holistic model that you need to consider if you want to optimize your health. And for example, you know, stress, mental and emotional stress causes, you've heard it, heartburn. What is that? Acid, indigestion, acid. There you go. There's that H plus. It's given away its energy electron. Now you're depleted of electrons and you're depleted of oxygen. Another great way to remember this, again, it's paradigm shattering. You can eliminate virtually 90% of medicine. Let's keep the surgeons that piece us together after we have accidental injuries and traumas. but let's get rid of the poisons. And the best way to remember this, easy way to remember it, is look at sports physiology. Look at what happens to athletes on the field when they have a Charlie horse or a muscle spasm. You see the physicians running out and the coaches running out to the athlete. And the athlete's down in pain, writhing in pain. And they start to massage the muscle. Let's say it's in his calf, in the leg. And they start to massage it and massage it. Well, what are they doing? That muscle spasm is lactic acid generated. Acid generated. Because your muscles do the same thing that you do. They burn oxygen and they pee out acid. And so that muscle surrounded by the acid, it can't relax. The muscle spasm is kept in place by the acidification and the body chemistry right around the muscle. By massaging it and moving the lymph and moving the area and alkalinizing the area by refreshing it with new water and new alkalinized lymph, what you then have is that the muscle relaxes and the pain goes away. That is a model that you can take to the bank. You can bank on it every single time you get sick with any disease, because that's how all diseases operate in the same way. There's a reduction of the alkalization, the electrons. There's a reduced a number of energy electrons. There is a hypoxia, a low oxygen level in the tissues. And so that's now going back then to the model, the five steps in the Healing Celebrations protocol. Now you're talking about oxygenation. And of course, when you're under stress, this is now step three. Stress and tension causes acidification and shallow breathing. People don't breathe right when they're stressed. They feel like they have a heavy weight on their chest, so you have low oxygen. Now, step four deals with getting more oxygen into your body every way possible. You know, when you take paraplegics and quadriplegics, or the divers who are suffering from the bends, when they actually go up to the surface too quickly, their muscles go into spasm and the neurochemistry becomes acidified. You put them in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, whereby you've got the oxygen carrying the electrons. Now suddenly you're restoring the body chemistry, alkalinizing it, and all of a sudden the neurochemistry, the nerves and muscles start to work again, miraculously. And so you even have paraplegics and quadriplegics going to hyperbaric oxygenation therapy centers and getting dramatic relief in many cases. Likewise, you have the same thing for infectious disease patients. Put people under oxygen tents, and suddenly now you can get rid of a lot more infectious disease. And again, why is that so? It goes back to the simple equation. Always, always, always remember, it goes back to the H plus plus OH minus equals H2O water chemistry equation. And what happens is that in infectious diseases, like that muscle spasm, the germs are causing inflammation. That means your white blood cell bodyguards pour into wherever the infection is. It gets hot, it gets red, it gets swollen and painful, because you've got a war going on in that area between the germs and your own body. And what does those white blood cell bodyguards, the lymphocytes and the macrophages, do in that war zone? They do the same thing that the muscle does and you do. They gobble up oxygen and they pee out acid. And so that is, again, the fundamental understanding of why infectious diseases can be alleviated by alkalinization or alkalinizing therapies or alkalinizing products. We urge you to get OxySilver. OxySilver.com has OxySilver, as does HealthyWorldAffiliates.com/forward4948. Sign up and distribute. Help us save lives through OxySilver. OxySilver is a double superconductor. It's water that has attached to the oxygen in the water molecule by what's called a covalent bond, it has a small particle of silver. Silver is one of the top three superconductors of energy electrons. And water is also a superconductor of sound and light electrons. So oxysilver is a double superconductor that's manufactured to vibrate specifically at love frequency 528 and greenish yellow light frequency of 528 nanometers. So that's what you're taking when you take oxysilver. It's actually a holy water. It's not only the best broad spectrum antimicrobial, antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, antiparasite. It's not only that. It not only makes all vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. It not only does that, but it actually works how your heart works with heartfelt loving intention in prayer, faithful prayer, because faith is in your heart. Heartfelt loving intention with prayer produces miracles. Everybody who is a true Judeo-Christian Muslim knows that. And so that technology of miraculous manifestation through faithful prayer is the technology that we use for the design of oxysilver. Because now you have a double superconductor that vibrates to the channel of love that's in your heart and God's heart. That clear channel broadcast, as I mentioned earlier, coming from God's heart through the sunshine, through the water, into the oxygen we're breathing in the prana, we begin to realize we are a manifestation of love, frequency vibrations. And so you put that frequency vibrations of love into oxysilver, and now you've got a double superconductor of love that specifically connects with and works with the power in your own heart for a miraculous healing. So that's oxysilver.
Well, we're going to take a short commercial break right now, but I want to give people the call-in number again. It's 347-989-1012. If you have any questions for Dr. Horowitz or myself, please feel free to call. We will be back in a couple minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Horocaine Hour.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Late Night in the Midlands is an alternative media that covers the truth, theory, and facts that the lamestream media won't talk about. We cover everything from the known and the unknown, the normal and the paranormal, the government lies and the government ties, and even their thrive. We tell what's coming, what's going, whether it be politics or archaeologists. We have an amazing fan base, and our shows are all archived to be heard millions of times more. So tell your friends, your family, and anybody you care about LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Become a member and be informed. Also, take a look at Crystals TLC. Visit the website at www.crystalstlc.com. Hit the Avon link to view a full line of 100% guaranteed Avon products. See and order their specially scented, long-burning soy candles, which can be ordered directly from www.crystaltlc.com. Their candles are produced especially for Crystals TLC and come in a wide variety of beautiful scents. Visit them and let them bring beauty into your life. You're listening to the LNM Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Bee. Welcome back. You're listening to the Harocane Hour. And again, the call-in number is 347-989-1012. I'm Sherry Kane, and I'm here with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and we are talking about the five steps to getting you into the best health you can be through the Healing Celebrations book written by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of that book. And we're going to talk right now about step five, which is the bioenergetics. It's really important. It's definitely where people haven't really touched on that. A lot of people aren't really familiar with what bioenergetics are. So I'm going to hand the mic over to you, Dr. Horowitz, and you can tell everybody more about that.
Sure, Sherry, thank you. Yeah, that is. It's actually the most powerful of all. And every step has been very powerful, but bioenergetics really kind of like pulls it all together, because everything is a bioenergetic process that's happening in your body. And if you understand, for example, the different therapies or technologies that produce miraculous healings, we've talked about them. One is oxygen. What is it about oxygen that does that? Well, it's delivering the electron resonating in the breath of life that's going through your hemoglobin and your bloodstream, bringing oxygen and new electrons of love to every cell, tissue, body, organ system. And so that's one example of bioenergetics. Another one we just mentioned before the break, prayer, heartfelt loving intention. Well, think about it. What is prayer? It is a vibration in your heart, or you speak it through your lips, what's called the labiaratum in Latin, the lips. It's the creative technology, because if the creator spoke the world into existence, and you then are created in the image of the creator, and you're given lips to pray faithfully, well, that is an energy that goes out and somehow miraculously manifests. That whole process, the technology for creativity and restoring optimal health, is an energetic, bioenergetic, biospiritual process. And so that's another example. The other examples include the right frequency generators. Years ago, there was a student of Nikola Tesla named Royal Raymond Rife, and John Keeley was another one. These were three geniuses back in the early 20th century that began to develop energy equipment, alternatives to what we currently use as this enslaving utility called electricity. We had Nikola Tesla had designed systems, technologies that could produce free energy using the energy that is in, as we're talking about, the natural electromechanics and the matrix of math that operates the universe. The planet is spinning. Think about it. This mass weight is spinning. Why is it spinning? It's obviously energized. And what Tesla did is he tapped into that, this, you know, unbelievable source of energy, universal energy. And that then gave him the ideas and his students the ideas of how to use that same paradigm-shattering understanding to advance new industries. And John Keeley, for example, used that technology to mine gold, and actually through early lasers and vibrations and sound technologies, which was ultimately stolen by the Rockefellers, I understand, and the miners back who were digging for gold. John Keeley's technology, and John Keeley was very much into the musical mathematics that we touch upon in the book of 528, and the biophysics now we're talking about of how that energy produces your physical well-being. John Keeley used it for that. Now, Royal Raymond Rife was well known to the FBI. He offered his services and his microscope to J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI, and Hoover turned it down. Again, because we're dealing with either you're working for Big Pharma and the international banking community and the pharmaceutical industry that are allied as one, maintaining their turf. They don't like natural healing. They don't like alternative paradigms. They don't like particularly what we're doing as paradigm-shattering information. So Royal Raymond Rife had exquisite microscopes with about 5,000 different crystalline pieces in it, whereby you could actually see a paradigm-shattering phenomenon that was called pleomorphism, that he showed you via a microscope that had extremely high power, that it could really look down in the electron micrographic realm, where you can begin to see that from nothing, these things called microsomes, he called them microsomes, would suddenly appear. They suddenly manifested, and those little tiny primordial germs, if you will, would grow, they would change form, they would coalesce, and then they would become viruses. And those would continue to, if you left them alone and you watch them under a microscope, they would then turn into various forms of bacteria. And if you left them alone in the rest of the milieu, in the contaminated environment, and you watched it under a microscope, you would then see some parasites develop. Well, there's a lot of natural practitioners today that actually do that. It's called dark field microscopy, where they actually look at your blood and they can see it through a microscope, dark field microscope, and they can see these kinds of parasites and various elements within the blood that were explained best by Royal Raymond Rife and his students. And Rife then also not only diagnosed conditions using the bioenergetic applications of the teletechnology, but he actually developed a therapy. It was called a Rife frequency generator. He understood that every virus, every bacteria, in fact, every cell has a unique energy resonance. And in fact, if you can get hold of an early Merck pharmaceutical company reference text, they actually went through the trouble of identifying the frequency associated with every chemical and every natural healing element that they were able to isolate and produce. And likewise, today we understand that you can use Rife frequency generators, and we have on the healthyworldstore.com, we encourage people to join a membership organization that allows them to experiment with the Rife frequency generators and this whole understanding. It's called the Miracle Six, and you can go to miraclesix.com, spelled out, Miracle, MIRACLESIX, miraclesix.com, and you can join the study club and become a member, and then we would gift to you a frequency generator, and then you can experiment using the protocols that are recommended for experimentation purposes only. Now, that's the way that we have to, by legal design, administer these kinds of suppressed technologies. The drug industry doesn't like it, so it's got to be experimental, and you got to know up in advance that there's no cures promised whatsoever. It's really up to you to do your own study, and in fact, we tell you to do your own curing. The most important factor of that is the bioenergetics. Hands-on healing, prayer, are again examples of bioenergetic therapy. And that is a most powerful, when you couple that with the sound of your voice. In fact, you know, I many, many years, I went to a lot of various physical therapists, body therapists, people who were doing various techniques of massage. There's polarity, there was beyond acupuncture, of course, and I worked with an acupuncturist side by side for 10 years, a whole decade, from about 1980 to 1990, or thereabouts, 1982 to 1992, thereabouts. I worked side by side with a couple acupuncturists in a very busy clinic, and that we just use it for dental problems. We basically were helping people with all sorts of ailments, and we learned how powerful the energetics of electroacupuncture, according to Vol and other technologies and techniques and physical therapies. And I used to go to a lot of structural therapists. We work with a massage therapist. We work with a chiropractor, of course. The whole field of chiropractic is, again, based on this fundamental assertion that we are a manifestation of our spiritual entity, our spiritual being, our soul, our spirit, our Holy Spirit that's connected to God and God's love. That's who we are. That is a most powerful divine entity that is literally within our capacity to call upon and have miraculous manifestations result from. And again, the Holy Spirit does all the healing. Chemistry never does healing. Never. It's always, if it's prompted at all chemically, it's administered spiritually. And when I say spiritually, again, spirit is energy. Energy is electrons. And so you go back to the basic fundamental physics of energetics and spirituality. Now you're dealing with this whole realm of bioenergetics. And the best massage therapists and therapists in general that I've ever been to, the most powerful ones where I could, you know, lay myself down on a table and be in pain or have a chronic affliction, and I would get off an hour later at the table, and it's miraculously gone. I mean, it just disappears. These are the folks who use their voices along with their hands on healing and prayer. And they administered through the sonic vibrations of their own beautiful voices. They intuitively tune into what the deficiency of energy was or where the imbalance and the disharmony was. And they focused their hands, which became hot. They fully intended to have that Holy Spirit power of divine love and restoration pouring through their bodies, and that they then administered the hands-on healing and prayer, complemented by their sound, their beautiful voices. And that was intense. It was powerful. It's the most powerful healing technology on earth, as it is in heaven. And that is a great example of the bioenergetics in step 5 of the healing celebrations protocol.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. I know the Miracle 6 machine has helped a lot of people. And
we love it. I mean, we use it a lot. You know, we not only use the Rife frequency generator for helping people in our community and extended family and ourselves heal, but we actually use it to resonate water. We do all sorts of things with it. We resonate food and silicon crystals and all sorts of things with frequency that we've set. What I love about the Miracle unit is that you can actually program through a series of frequencies that are the harmonics of 528. I set a whole 90-minute program within our unit, and you can do the same thing with the Miracle 6. It's versatile, it's lightweight, it's easily traveled with, it sets up very quickly, and a child can actually administer it. It's so simple. And yet it is not just powerful, but it is used in so many different ways that we're very, very thankful for it. By the way, another, while we're on the subject of bioenergetic technologies and equipment, the Orgon generators are awesome. People should always have a 520 tuning fork.
There's a website for it.
Yeah, 528orgongenerators.com. That's 528orgon, O-R-G-O-N-E, generators.com, and that will give you some background. We have various generators. We have standing ones that are the tuning fork holders, and they have a green ring around them, rubber ring, where you strike the tuning fork against the rubber so it doesn't mar the tuning fork and alter the frequency of love of 528. And that tuning fork is heal a lot of people. It changes instantly your energy. It changes your relaxation level. It de-stresses you. It's great to have in your pocketbook or carry around in your car. You get stressed out, you pull it out. Or if you come, like we have a group in Israel that walks with it on the streets, and people are always arguing at the coffee shops and houses there, and they take it out where people are arguing, and suddenly it shifts the whole energy around the arguing parties. And so it's really kind of cool. But the Orgon generator is one of them is a tuning fork holder. And it is also about the size of a hockey puck. And you can also lay it on pains, your aches and pains. And it puts in the electrons of 528 love to alleviate the pain. It's, again, it's very extraordinary how it works, but it's so simple, actually, how it works. It's like a compass. You look at a compass. When it compass is pointing north, the arrow points north. Well, what do you think that arrow pointing north means? It means that the electrons are flowing in that direction. So when you now place the argon generator down on a place of pain or inflammation on your body, then the bottom of it is that north pole. It sends the electrons down into that area. And, of course, the whole thing is crystalline resonating with 528 love anyway, and sending 528 love frequency electrons into the pain, and it disappears. So we use them at bedtime. You put them on at bedtime if you've got an ache or a pain. You wake up in the morning, the pain is gone. How does that happen? It happens by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit power, and that bioenergetic technology that we now are blessed to have and are advancing a whole series of products. There's another auto-energizer new. Those are little like pyramids that are coiled that have the structure and the electron dynamics. It fills your car with that relaxing loving energy, and we add prayer to it so that you, like you should do, to let protection as you're driving in your vehicle. It's a blessing to put that also in your aura, in your environment, so that you stay protected as you drive. There is also the basic larger argon generator pyramids that are available. There's medium-sized one, there's large ones, and again, those are great bed. You know, you can lay the large pyramid on its side if you've got an ache or pain on your side. The smaller ones you can put on your chest or elsewhere in your body. And again, in the morning, the pain is alleviated, and you're really blessed to have that very inexpensive, or certainly relatively inexpensive, and constantly rejuvenating and renewing technology.
Fantastic. We have two minutes left to the program. And so if you want to actually have private consultation with Dr. Horowitz, he's available to do that too. You can contact him through healthyworldstore.com. And, he's a wealth of information. He actually helped me tremendously with my health. He's helped so many others out there. He really has many, many years of knowledge of how really heal yourself naturally without pharmaceutical, without vaccinations. And it's all, everybody who's ever experienced his help has always been very grateful, and nobody's come back and said, well, he gave me wrong advice. Now, everybody has really been like, you changed my life. You saved my life. You saved my children's life. And that is really beautiful to hear. So I want to thank you for all of your work that you've done in the world. I mean, it's so amazing to get to work with you because you are incredibly knowledgeable, incredibly intelligent, and just a really great person, a hero. And so I'm really proud to be working with you. I just wanted to let you know, let everybody
else. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. The feeling is mutual. You know, I honor the work that you've done for, particularly in the realm of women and children's health and protection against child sex trafficking, and amazing, amazing work you have. And your blog particularly is a resource that's very, very worthwhile. People spending some time looking at, again, many of the people that people don't want to front, and the COINTELPRO, those who don't like the natural healing ways and means, that have tried
to. They pretend to like it, though. They do. They pretend.
Oh, yeah, there's some of them. There are pretenders out there, too. Anyway, we've been attacked, and you have been at the forefront of exposing these folks. So go to SherryKane.com, folks. Sherry, SHERRIKANE.com. Read the blog. We're getting the advisor here telling us we've got a few seconds left. That's nice that they let us know that, isn't it? Yeah. So at any rate, thank you so much for listening to L&M Radio Network. Thanks, Michael Vara. Join us, become a partner with us at healthyworldaffiliates.com/forward4948. And then what you'll also do is get in touch with us if you need something. And Pirate the Parrot here sends his love. He's also sending you his love and wishing you well. We'll be back with you tomorrow on another segment of the Horowcane Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, thanking you very much.
And I'm Sherry Kane. Till tomorrow.